I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Her name is Shannon Furman, and she's nice enough to give us some time before the debut with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Hey, Shannon, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Good.
We are good. I can't decide if I want to hit you with the hard question first or the fun one about how this came about. I guess I'll start light. How did this all come about? Two teams is unique. I think it's fun because they're, I use this in quotes, battling for L.A. In a sense. But how did this come about with two teams this year?
You know, we were going to do two teams before the pandemic was even a thing. This was kind of set a while ago. Both teams had interest just because of the new stadium and getting more fans on board and stuff this year. So before we even knew what COVID was, we all kind of knew we were going to be heading to Los Angeles this year. It turned out to definitely be a blessing in disguise with the situation we're facing right now. Definitely helps us because we have no games, as you guys know. So it's definitely going to be a nice change of pace since we don't have the games to bring to you guys. But yeah, it was going to be this no matter what.
Yeah, well, that's good to know because I think that that's exciting either way. Now the hard question. You've obviously been filming, and the first episode is tonight. And so we're going to see what we always see with Hard Knocks. But, you know, inside the – it's not a bubble, but inside the workings of these two NFL teams, you with the Chargers, have you had indication that the season's at risk? You know what I mean? Like, you probably privy to things that we're not. Are you confident that the season's going to be okay, especially after what we're seeing in college football?
Yeah, the crazy thing is like, when I'm working on Hard Knocks, I am in such a bubble. And it's, like, all I know is what is happening with the Chargers. And we all kind of, like, we almost don't want to talk about it, like, how well things are going here. Because I feel like if I say something, I'm going to jinx it.
Yeah.
But it feels really good right now, like what we're dealing with here, you know. Everything, like as far as the team goes, has been going well. As far as like the testing coming back, like our crew, I don't even want to say it.
Okay.
I don't want to say what I want to say to you guys.
Yeah. Nobody has tested positive. We have been over. Good. I'll say it for you.
Hey,
athletes are the only ones who are superstitious. Directors are as well, who follow athletes. I get. Don't cave, Shannon. I got you.
So we're talking. It's crazy because it's like a lot of pressure. We hear like people, like our bosses and stuff, will be like, "Oh my god, like congratulations on not testing positive." Yeah. It's like the weirdest thing to get congratulated for.
It is a weird time, that is for sure. And we get it tonight, the first episode, 10 Eastern, HBO. I have long been as strong a proponent for the show, just a huge advocate for all the years I've been doing this. I love it. Now, granted, Shannon, certain years have been much better than others. There's been a few lame ones without identifying which ones. Certain ones kind of wrote themselves. Like you put Rex Ryan in front of a camera, it's going to be gold. But I'm curious. Like you want to capture the essence of the plight, but what else are you predisposed to try to chase down? Like, what's most interesting to you that you really try to get that lens on?
I mean, like, my favorite thing to do is, and I sometimes think we don't do enough of it on Hard Knocks, is I want to tell people something about these guys that they see in a helmet and they don't see their faces that they don't know. So, like, the thing I'm most proud of that I've done as a part of Hard Knocks was telling Darren Waller's story last year.
It was a good one.
It was something, the Raiders tight end.
Sure.
we knew about his story coming in. So I made it a point to like introduce myself to Darren pretty early on. It was something that was important to me just because of personal things in my own life that I really wanted to get his story of addiction out there. But that's really hard to do on Hard Knocks. I mean, we told Mike Evans' story during the Tampa season, but it wasn't until show five. It kind of took me all summer to earn Mike's trust to tell something that deep, but he did eventually. And so, like, I wish we could have told it in show three and let people really start to root for Mike even more than they probably did. So anytime we get a chance to show where guys come from and what they've overcome, I think that that's really special because it is hard to do on this show because it's very in the moment, everything we do. So to be able to go back and do something, and like last year, the producer at home who found those clips of John Harbaugh talking to Darren during Ravens training camp, I mean, that was insane. Like, I didn't know we had that footage when I was pursuing Darren's story. So that just took it to another level. So honestly, like, all the years I've been doing it, like, that's probably the thing I'm most proud of.
Shannon, how many times do you have something where you go back and you go back to the editing room and you look at, you know, your peers on the team, you say, wow, I mean, this is incredible, but we can't show this. We just cannot put this out there. For whatever reason, it would really compromise somebody to the point where there's no getting back that reputation. How many times has that happened?
I can't think of a specific situation right now. We're obviously very careful of injuries. Like, we don't disclose injuries on this show if they haven't already been out there. We don't feel that that's our job. We'll do it. Like, so that was a sensitive thing with Antonio Brown and the foot situation last year. Like, we kind of knew what was happening there, but it wasn't disclosed. So at the respect of the player and the team, we have to wait till like something like that happens. But I mean, I would say it doesn't happen all that often. Teams, when they sign up for this show, they kind of know what they're getting into, and they want to be transparent. And that's a really big thing with the Chargers this year, is they said like they're doing the show and they want it to be good and they want to be transparent. So oftentimes, like, the things that we can't use are things that are like sort of uninteresting. It's like really insider football stuff that like my mom or somebody watching would never even like pick up on, like play calling and cadence and stuff. So that's the biggest thing teams like don't want us to use.
Yeah. Okay. Now, and then it becomes a competitive disadvantage when, you know, some a competitor is listening in, and when they hear it, they know. You know, tell us about, you know, Justin Herbert. I don't know if you've got any raw footage on him yet, or I think we lost her. But there's some things I want to ask her about. Justin Herbert is one. Joey Bosa, who just got massively paid. And Anthony Lynn, who I think is one of the really good head coaches in the National Football League. And he was dealt a really difficult set of circumstances, BT. Right? Moving from, you know, San Diego to now Los Angeles. You're playing in this little tiny stadium. And by the way, you're going to share a stadium with the Rams, who were just in the Super Bowl.
Like, and your quarterback's 40.
Exactly.
You know, going back to last year.
Yeah, Lord, your quarterback's 40, and you have no prospect for someone else. I know that you dropped Shannon, and we were just talking about some of the things that interest us about the Chargers. But tell us, you know, Justin Herbert, like, we know him from afar. We're East Coast, so maybe there's a bias, a media bias, towards the West Coast teams. But I really like him. And I want to believe that he's going to be the guy. Can you tell if he has it yet?
That's funny that you guys asked that, because like, we were like 10 minutes into the first walkthrough, and I texted my assistant director, who played quarterback in college, and I was like, you're going to make fun of me, but my very ridiculously early prediction is that this kid's going to be good. Hmm. And he's like, what are you basing this off of?
Yeah, that's what I would ask. on what?
It was really like his demeanor, like the way he talks to his teammates, talks to the other coaches, just the way he's like carried himself even since we met him. We were able to do some like Zoom calls with some of the guys, since like normally in June we'd be like shooting the open and we'd get to meet some people ahead of time, and like we couldn't do any of that. So we did do some Zoom calls with guys. Justin was one of those people. He told us that he never had HBO growing up, so he's seen clips from the show, but he hasn't seen like a whole show at one time. So it was just like literally in those first couple of minutes, just seeing how he spoke to his coaches and how he interacted with his teammates, that I was like, I just like him. I feel like he's a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure Charger fans dig hearing that. That's Shannon Furman, who's By the way, we're trying to, is it six Emmys? What's the count? Seven Emmys? What are we up to here, Shannon? You lost count?
I think I'm at seven, and hopefully it'll be eight tonight. We have the sports Emmys are actually
tonight. Oh, that's
tonight.
Right. That's right. It's a virtual sports Emmys. That's right. It's tonight.
What a big night. So you can get number eight. You got the debut, 10 Eastern on HBO.
Good
you
luck, know, what, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. Good luck. I think that one of the – it's probably the most poignant aspect of HBO is when guys get – of Hard Knocks is when guys get cut. What is it like being in the room, you know, watching somebody's dream die, sometimes temporarily, but sometimes permanently, that the heaviness in the room, because it comes through the TV screen, what does it feel like as you guys are shooting that and you see it in real time?
I mean, it's awful. Like, we do not enjoy it. It usually goes from, like, it's a 24-hour period in a normal year where you're going from, like, the highest of highs for these guys because you're in the fourth preseason game where a lot of them are getting playing time and doing well. I mean, the year we did Cleveland, like, the roller coaster of emotion from, like, all of our long shot characters, like, scoring touchdowns, playing well.
Yes.
And then getting cut within 10 hours was awful.
Yeah.
Like, and some of them were very unexpected. Like, I mean, sometimes we have an idea of what's happening. Every year is a little different, honestly, with that, like, how much information we're given and what we know going into that day. So we definitely had some unexpected ones that year. So it's pretty awful. I will say, since I've been on location, I started being the assistant director. Houston was my first year, and I was the AD for 3 years, and I've been directing the past 3 years. Almost everyone that has been cut has at least been given another chance that we've followed, and we like to show that too. Like, if another guy gets called and we're still filming, we'll get there and we'll get it in. So it happens before, like, Tuesday at noon, we'll get it into the show. So I think there's only one guy in the tight end in Cleveland, Devin Cajuste, who he used us just as much as we used him for anything, because I'm pretty sure he has a, like, gemstone business now. And he's nice. Like,
wait, Shannon, that was the guy, he was really tight with his dad, right? Was that the player?
Yes.
I like that guy. I felt badly for him.
Yeah, but she's saying he turned it into a good business for
him. I know, but it's I connected to him as a character is what I'm saying.
All right, Shannon, you know this better than anyone. We have a minute left. So tell us what we could expect tonight on season or episode one. I forget what even season it is. This guy's been doing this for so long. Episode one of L.A. football, Chargers, and obviously the Rams.
I think you're going to get a great look at both head coaches, probably some things you haven't seen before. It's a very different show than what you've seen, where the access is really good. I mean, we have much smaller crews because of how many people are allowed to be around the players. But you'll get to see a look at how America's trying to go back to work right now, honestly. Yeah. Like, it's the NFL doing it, but it's probably things that all of us need to start adapting to and figuring out over the next year or so. So that's what we're kind of telling everybody, is it's a really up close look at going back to work in this kind of situation.
Well, listen, there were just certain things I expected to be entertained with. Sopranos, Curb, and Hard Knocks is on that very long list. So we have high expectations. Good luck with the Emmys. Good luck with the season. Really nice chatting. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, guys.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.